Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly? And I'm passionate about teaching people how to communicate, heal the wounds from the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools you need to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, then stick around, because I think you're going to like it here. Welcome back to another episode. Today is going to be a short one, but I like the fact that I can mix it up and sometimes just give you some short nuggets and not waste your time by making it a long episode for no reason at all. So this week I wanted to talk about how there is no such thing as good or bad. And anytime you say anything is good or bad, it is actually a judgment that doesn't need to be made. So that could be saying that someone is a good child or a bad child, but it could also be saying that today is a good day or a bad day, or that the way someone's behaving is good or bad. It's something that happens a lot in schools, and I really wish we would stop doing it, because there is no absolutes around these things. And it's happening a lot in the conversations I'm having around the joy of being selfish. Obviously, stereotypically, the word selfish is seen as a bad word, as a negative thing, when actually it's not. There are positives and negatives to being selfish. There are positive ways to be selfish, and there are negative ways to be selfish. But also, selfish isn't inherently bad, and actually nothing is inherently bad. So for example, one of the things in childhood that is seen as bad or a negative quality is when a child is shy. Now, there's nothing bad about being shy, and I'm even starting to see it in my 2 nephews. Both are similar ages, and one is more outgoing than the other one is quieter. And as a result, the one who is quieter is already being labeled as shy. And I've started saying he's not shy, he's just observing. And he is. He's a listener. He's one of those kids who watches and observes, and you can tell they're listening. And I think listening is such an underrated quality in our society. And I also think there are such strengths to being quiet. And actually, when I was training as a life coach, there was an exercise we did where we had to try on a characteristic for size that we normally weren't. So I went for being quiet because I'm a very loud person. And in the day where I tried to try on being quiet, I discovered I actually listened a lot better, but also I learned so much more, because so often in the conversations I was having, I talk so much that I actually don't learn a lot from other people. And I remember it was a day I was spending with my godmother, and in trying to be actively more quiet than I normally am, I actually was able to pick her brain and ask more questions, because I'm not a person who asks a lot of questions. I'm a person who has a lot of opinions, and I put out those opinions. But it was neither good or bad that I was more quiet. It's just different positives. So yes, being shy can be a good thing. It means you learn more. It means you listen to other people better. It means you're a better observer. And also, me being outgoing, me being talkative is a great thing, because it means I can do this podcast quite effortlessly. It means my Instagram stories are really easy for me to do. It's the fact that when I go on radio, I don't worry about it. When I go on a panel, I'm not worried I'm going to run out of things to say or opinions to have. there are positives to everything. And if I go back in school, one of the things that was criticized a lot, which has turned into one of my greatest strengths, is stubbornness. And again, stubbornness is something that we are told is a bad thing, but it's not bad. Stubbornness is genuinely one of the reasons why I think I succeed. Now, does stubbornness cause problems in my life occasionally? Absolutely. Are there times when I shouldn't be stubborn and I am stubborn? Yes. But that doesn't make stubborn a bad characteristic to have. It just means it needs to be fine-tuned as to when it's appropriate, when it's helpful, when it's useful. And the reason why I'm really passionate about not labeling things as good or bad is you'll especially find this in therapy sessions or in life coaching sessions. People are very quick to say aspects of themselves are good or bad, is because it wipes out the rest.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So there's something in our brains called the reticular activation system. And the reticular activation system is reliant on not giving you cognitive dissonance. So cognitive dissonance is when you say one thing, but you also think another thing. And it's basically when there's a contradiction inside your brain. I'm not explaining that very well, but it's a rough explanation. So essentially, if you believe you're ugly and you're walking through the world, the reticular activation system will make sure it will detect all the things in the world that prove your belief right. Because if it walked through the world and proved your belief wrong and found all the evidence for why you're beautiful, you would experience something called cognitive dissonance. And so it's essentially conflict within yourself. And so that's why it's really important around your beliefs. But it's also really important around the words good or bad. Because if you walk around saying 2021 was a bad year, you won't notice the moments in this year that were good. And people are doing this a lot at this time of year, labeling certain years as good years, bad years. In 365 days, there is no way in hell you've had all bad or all good. There are goods and bads in both, but labeling it as such means you are going to wipe out the rest. And you can do that positively or negatively, but it actually doesn't help to say 2021 was a good year, because you won't take away the gems and the learnings and the life lessons that came with maybe the more trying periods of this year. And so I want you to do an exercise for me this week. I want you to take a label or a trait that everyone has told you is a bad part of yourself. And I want you to start looking at the positives. It's only when I started looking at the positives of my stubbornness, or the positives around the fact that I don't stop talking, or the positives around how I'm so opinionated, because in Hong Kong, that was a trait that was demonized a lot because women shouldn't have so many opinions and it's not very ladylike, and who's going to like you because you have opinion on everything. And the stereotypical one that was said to me in school a lot was, you have an answer for everything. Well, it's really good as a life coach, I have an answer for everything, right? I literally do a Q&A every Monday where I have an answer for everything. And there's no shame in not having an answer to something. But the fact that that was stigmatized, that was a thing that was told was such a bad thing for me. No, it was just an inconvenient thing for my teachers. But let's start looking at all of our traits with more complexity and nuance. And I think this is part of something that I'm so passionate about at the moment, that we think about everything too black and white. And social media encourages that. And when we remove these labels, we don't actually have to say if this year was a good year or a bad year. We can look at the year as a whole. But the problem is, if you use the word good or bad around anything, that's a generalization. And so when you make a generalization, you are going to ignore the details, the nuance, the complexity. And so I want to encourage you to look at all parts of yourself with a little more complexity, with a little more nuance, and don't just accept when someone labels something as good or bad. And it's also why when someone else says it about anything you are going through, you might feel negative inside your body, or you might feel a bit of a like knee-jerk reaction to be like, oh, that doesn't feel good, when someone labels something that you do as good or bad, because no one is a good or bad human either. Especially when it comes to cancel culture, is that some people are good and some people are bad. And what this feeds into is that you can be a bad person. No person is a bad person. No person is a good person either. We all have things that we have done that are bad and good, but people are not their behaviors. And so it's important to separate someone's behavior from labeling this broader generalization of good person and bad person. Basically, I hate the words good or bad. And I also hate the words always and never. I am very guilty of using the words always and never, but generalizations do not help us. And so I just wanted to make a podcast to make you aware of where you might be generalizing in your life and give you the power to change that. So do that exercise today. Find a trait that has been labeled as bad and find the positives in it. Decide whether you want that trait in your life still, whether it helps you, whether it serves you. If you decide you don't want it, then you don't need to label it as a bad trait, but you can go, great, I'll work on removing that trait from my life. I don't want to be that kind of person anymore, and that trait doesn't serve me. Whereas I looked at my stubbornness, removed this filter of labeling it as good or bad, and realized I love the fact that I'm stubborn. I love the fact that it's responsible for so much of my success, and I love the fact that I'm so headstrong about my opinions. Could I do with listening more? Yes, absolutely. And also, I don't have to get rid of my stubbornness in order to do so. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you are listening to this, or share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Scarred Not Scared on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We do fun things on there, like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal, and we are waiting to welcome you whenever you are ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I will speak to you next time. Bye!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.